USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
24 pallets of completed election ballots were loaded onto a truck in New York and taken to Pennsylvania on election night. That's just one of the firsthand election fraud claims made by a whistleblower on Fox Tuesday night.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
Attorney General William Barr says there's no evidence of election fraud that would overturn the results. The National Football League has a game tonight that was postponed on Thanksgiving. The Ravens at the Steelers starts at 3:40 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Joshua Wong, a prominent pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong, was sentenced by Communist China on Wednesday to more than a year in prison for his role in a protest last year. Mr. Wong was sentenced to 13 and a half months in prison, while Agnes Chow, a fellow activist, received 10 months. Ivan Lam, a third member of their disbanded political group Democisto, was sentenced to 7 months for simply protesting. As the president continues to ask the FDA to speed up the COVID-19 vaccine approval process, lawmakers in the United Kingdom have approved Pfizer's two-shot vaccine and will start distribution in a couple of days. The UK's vaccine committee will decide which priority groups will get the first shots, such as care home residents, health care and staff, the elderly, and people who are vulnerable. Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk says that he is highly confident that SpaceX will be ready to attempt its first crewed Starship mission to Mars as soon as 2026. Speaking at the 2020 Axel Springer Awards show in Germany, Musk is confident with its Starship program. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Georgia officials investigating voter registration group claim some are attempting to register non-residents to vote in January's Senate runoff elections. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Georgia has reported more than 940,000 absentee ballots have been requested. Students from across the United States will have an opportunity this week to hear from NASA astronaut Victor Glover aboard the International Space Station. The Earth-to-Space call will air live just before 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, December 3rd, on NASA television and the agency's website. Glover served as a pilot and second-in-command on Crew 1 SpaceX Crew Dragon, and this is his first long-duration mission aboard the station. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.